Attention, Dr. Freeman, report to Anomalous Material Laboratory.
They're waiting for you, Caitlin, in the test chamber.
I spin around furiously and try to use the controls on my keyboard, but I haven't played a shooter on a keyboard in at least 15 years, and so it doesn't go well. And a monster comes out of the ground and it's got green tentacles and spikes, and it does kill me.
The green tentacle spike monster is a fair bit later. The test chamber is later. Like opening chapter.
You're right. The test chamber is a different thing. You put the crystal and everything blows up.
Yep. You don't need to tell me. I mean, you can tell the audience, but you don't need to tell me because I'm Matthew Olson, resident Half-Life expert and resident of the what apple?
I don't know. Whatever they call it over in Poland.
Okay, Polish.
This is going to be hard. I should have. That was probably a bad choice.
What does it mean if there's just a dot? One dot above the letter?
I don't know. Polish words, they never sound how they look to me.
Okay. If I had to guess, it would be doozy. D-U-Z with just a single dot above it. Y.
Wait, yeah, I don't know what that means.
There's a.
We click that. Yeah. It can tell you how to say it.
Wow, it's played it at two different speeds for me.
It does that, yeah. It alternates.
Let me try. Duje.
Okay. Let's just say doozy, and it can be a nice little double entendre.
I am the doozy apple's foremost half... That's not even true. I can think of what...
There's no way that's true.
I can think of one video game's creator and academic who's definitely a bigger Half-Life head than I am.
Yeah, that's where New York is pretty much where all the Half-Life heads live.
Well,
that's my understanding.
That's not what I would guess, but
okay,
there's enough of them out here. I don't know if the person I'm thinking of has met Gabe Newell, so take that. But Caitlin,
piece of shit, Matt.
I'm a total piece of shit. What's your relationship to Half-Life? Tell me all about it and who you are and what you do and why you're playing this old video game from 1998.
I just started playing it I picked it up like a month ago and I dropped it, stopped it for a little while, and then I just picked it up again last night. Somebody told me I should play it, and so...
Who was it?
It was our mutual friend that you gave your special crystal to before you left for the doozy apple.
Oh, wait, Will did?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was implying that it was me, but I guess I'm the one who put you
on... That's just not true. I wouldn't tell a falsehood like that on our podcast, so...
I guess I'm the one who put you on Half-Life 2, because that's what we had, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't played Half-Life 2.
Wait, was it just Johnny who played Half-Life 2?
It was just Johnny who played Half-Life 2.
Oh, boy.
This is like... These jokes, these stories that we're telling do not have a wide interest. I think we need to get back to the task at hand, and you need to tell me about the time that you met the creator of Half-Life.
Well, a long, long time before I ever met you and our friend Johnny, and then had a copy of Half-Life 2 for Xbox 360, which I remember one of you or both of you playing, and it turns out it was just Johnny. This is all very important establishing. Also, it's important to establish that you are Caitlin Best and you are a co-host of Can You Get to That, which
That's
is a Wikipedia
and
racing
and you're
podcast.
And you're Matthew Olson,
other co-host. I already did establish... at least part of that for me.
Okay.
But it's all very important because this is very wide appeal, but you do need to say that we lived with our friend Johnny and that I guess Johnny played Half-Life 2 on my Xbox. Long before that ever happened, I was a 13-year-old on IRC, and there was a at a community event for Half-Life 2 CTF, which wasn't an official product. They only put out Deathmatch, and then...
I don't know what CTF is.
Can you guess? It's a video game thing.
Critical,
nope.
Trending franchise.
Think of a fun multiplayer mode.
Crappy 10-player fracas.
I like that player is left out of the acronym there.
It's one word, 10-player.
Okay, how about this? Think of a multiplayer mode that would be derived from a fun game you might play at camp.
Complimentary trench farts.
Are you actually trying?
No.
You might, the F might refer to some things that you might use bandanas for, or...
Oh, does the F stand for Freeman, like Gordon Freeman?
It's not CT Freeman, no.
Is it Capture the Freeman?
It's close to that, yes. Close enough, I think you get it.
Where one of the camp counselors dresses up as Gordon Freeman and everybody in the camp has to chase him down.
The truth of a good camp, how you know a good camp, is that there's two tall, lanky guys with dorky glasses and goatees,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tiny,
and only one of them is the real Gordon Freeman,
and tiny, tiny ponytails, and only one of them is the real Gordon. But you have enough then for a two-team capture the Gordon, capture the Freeman. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
yeah.
Right. CTG has too many other connotations. Anyway, so it was Half-Life 2 CTF. There was like an IRC channel, and it was like actual Valve developers versus like community and mod developers, and I was just like, hey, I live like 30 minutes away from your office, would I be able to get a tour? And
oh my god.
And the guy was like, yeah, why not? And I emailed like the receptionist, and then they worked it all out and they scheduled it, and then I was like literally 13 and I show up in the building, and I'm like, I don't know what this is gonna be at all. I'm just here. This is like probably my first time in an office building that neither my parents worked at, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like practice for my first job interview inadvertently, because then what happens next is that the receptionist is like, you know, hey, sit down, grab a snack or whatever. And I was like, whoa, they have snacks in offices? This is wild.
No way.
Because I'd only ever been to like my dad's office where they...
What kind of fun office is this?
I'd only ever been to my dad's office where everyone had to bring their own sad lunches.
Oh my God. What kind of office did your dad work in?
A small one. Just a small... They did, you know, they're not going to buy M&Ms and put them out there for everybody to just...
Just a real lower shelf business factory, huh?
My dad would solder like medical electronics, like, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't totally glamorous, but important, no. You know. Anyway, so I'm like, whoa, cool, free Coca-Cola. And then the receptionist's like, Gabe will be out to meet you soon. And I was like, what? What?
This is crazy, Matt. This sounds like a fan fiction.
This is all 100% real. This is... If I log back into my old email, verifiable, because I have the emails. So, yeah, I ended up having to sit in a conference room with Gabe Newell. I mean, got to. Mm-hmm. And he was just, like, asking me, like, questions about, like, what my deal was. Like, so I'm this, like, young...
And that's when you told him the idea for Half-Life 2, right?
This was post-Half-Life 2.
Okay.
Keep in mind.
This is when you told him the idea for Portal.
Yes, I invented Portal, which had already been released as a college project at that point. I somehow went back in time and invented it. He just was like, cool, so you're like a school kid. What's your deal? Like, what are you into? Do you want to make games? And at that point, I was like, yeah, I specifically want to make maps. And he's like, oh, that's like better than just saying you want to make games, because... hardly anyone just does that. Hardly anyone ever just makes the whole thing. This was, you know, sort of before one man.
It was before the era of the auteur.
I mean, this was post-auteur, pre-new auteur era, I feel like. This was just as indie games were becoming a commercial viable path for people. Because this was before, like, Half-Life 2 Episode 1 came out. So... I'm like, yeah, I want to make maps. And he's like, what do you like? like, how are you doing in school? Like, are you into math and stuff? Like, this stuff is all really important if you want to make games. Is you have to, like, really work hard at that stuff? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do okay. He's like, cool. Because my one piece of advice for you before we go on this tour is don't fuck around in school. And those were his exact words. Don't fuck around in school.
And you thought you were really cool when he said not don't fuck around, right?
I didn't think I was really cool. I thought he was really cool. I was like,
you were like, oh yeah, Gabe, he's swearing with me.
Gabe is like my cool uncle who isn't afraid to swear around me. And yeah, and then I went on a tour of the office and I saw early concept art for Team Fortress 2 before it was like announced in its like final cartoony form, and saw Gabe's collection of framed knives. He keeps his knife.
What the fuck?
This is a known thing. You can look this up. Pop up in a tab right now, Caitlin, and type in Gabe Newell knife collection, and you will fucking see this. Do you see this?
There's a picture of this man holding some knives.
This headline from Kotaku. Go back to the results page, please.
Gabe Newell's knife collection is terrifyingly impressive.
Yeah, February 2013 from Kotaku.
And he's got shelves.
I saw this knife collection in
he's got six shelves with probably 20 knives on each shelf.
That's not even it. And I would say that's closer to 30 knives on each shelf. And those are seven shelves.
What kind of, I don't understand this. I've never, in what way are these knives special?
Did I ever have you watch those? They're not called Blue Steel. Fuck, what are they called?
Oh, no. We did watch those.
Those knife videos on YouTube. Fuck.
Oh my God.
What is that company called?
Fucking, it's called like Cold Fusion or like
Cold Steel. And they just chop through like pig.
Yeah, they just cut up like carcasses and stuff.
And like rolled up rugs.
Oh my God. Yeah, and there's one, I'm looking at one of a ballistic torso, like on Mythbusters.
Yep.
But with blood inside.
Ballistic, yeah, because it's got one of them, they're chopping through a skateboard. They made a bat called the Brooklyn Smasher.
I was going to say, that's perhaps my favorite Cold Steel product.
Jesus.
It's a baseball bat, but more.
Yep. So I think Gabe Newell, because he's like a multimillionaire, is a step above Cold Steel, but like Cold Steel,
I have to say, I don't think that you could cut up a pig carcass with such efficiency with any of these knives.
Probably not. I mean, they are meant, I think, more for display, but yeah, it's weird. And there was a period in my life, like especially like when Portal was big, where I was like, this is my icebreaker story, because everybody knows what this thing is, and I got to go there. And I
did. You make a lot of friends like that?
Not really. I really wasn't an interesting person back then. I really just liked the Half-Life series, and that's about it.
That was kind of it. Yeah.
But everyone was very nice, and I do think it was a formative experience, because then I didn't fuck around in school, but I also kind of avoided a path whereby I would make video games, because it inspired me to look into it at that time when I was 13. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I was making college decisions, I was like,
I'm going to get into knife collecting instead.
I'm going to go to a regular school. And by that, I mean a liberal arts college, and learn a degree that I'm not going to use. And I'm going to prepare for my impending knife collection, but not make video games.
I have to say that I think that this story is very revealing. This reveals perhaps the main difference between you and I, which is that you asked if you could go to the Valve headquarters. Mm-hmm. Like, you made that happen for yourself to meet this man, Gabe Newell.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a story which is much shorter, where when I was about that same age, I was offered to go meet Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist.
No!
And I did not take this opportunity because I was too self-conscious about my own cello playing.
This makes me feel like such an asshole. The juxtaposition,
and that's the difference.
The juxtaposition is so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very bad, isn't it?
What was the circumstance under which you were extended this invitation to meet Yo-Yo Ma? Did someone see you shredding the cello and was like,
No. He was playing the Eugene, Oregon. The Eugene Symphony is a pretty good symphony for the size of town that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of the university that's there, and all the music teachers played in the symphony, basically. So my orchestra conductor in middle school was a cellist actually in the symphony.
Wait.
And Yo-Yo came to town to play a solo with the symphony.
I do like that you're on a first name basis with Yo-Yo.
With Yo-Yo, yeah. I mean, I know people who have met him and played with him, so it's like we're tight now at this point.
Despite having not met.
And my understanding is that he's just a very nice man, and so I feel like he'd be cool with it.
My one question, it's not even an important question, is like, does the university have like a good music program? Like, do they...
Yeah, I think it's one of the better regarded, public university.
Okay.
It's not in that top tier. Obviously,
sure. It's no Juilliard.
No, it's no Juilliard. It's no Indiana University has a really good conservatory.
But you might go through there.
But if you're gonna go to a public school and get a music degree, it's like a pretty good place to do it.
You might go there and then go join a vitamin string quartet, perhaps.
Perhaps, yes.
You didn't meet Yo-Yo Ma, and I was just in a chat room. And it's not like I asked, like, can I meet the big man? I mean, the lesson I learned after the fact, like, maybe, and it took me probably too long to figure this out. Probably, like, it was, 3-4 years afterwards, as I was entering my late teens, I thought back on this event, and I was like, oh, a CEO of a company can take time out of his day to talk to a 13-year-old, because the CEO... doesn't necessarily have to work that hard.
Yeah.
A CEO just...
that's kind of their whole thing.
A CEO just has to say, like, hey, I've got the money and do good work. Do it. I'm going to take 2 hours to lead this dumb kid around and show him my knife collection and use the swear words in front of him to make him think I'm real cool. And... not have them. They didn't have me sign a single goddamn NDA.
You were not gonna see this art from Team Fortress 2 and then go back to school and say and tell this story and have everyone believe
you. My cool uncle from Nintendo told me that Sonic the Hedgehog is gonna be in the new Smash Brothers, and you know what? Yeah. I was right.
Okay, this has gone on way too long.
We're doing Half-Life. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Step one. Look.
Oh no.
Great.
Christian Cock.
Christian.
Okay. He's a cricket player.
The sexiest sports stuff we've ever, the kinkiest sports stuff we've ever landed on. Fuck. Jesus. okay. Boy, this is rough.
Yep.
I think we should click through to Cricketer just right out the gate because it's a
just get out of here.
We should try to get towards games.
This links to First Class Cricketer.
I don't even know.
And I don't know what that means.
Well, we should click it anyway. First Class Cricket has just got to be better cricket, right?
It's actually a completely different sport, is the funny thing.
Don't fuck around with me like that. Step two, First Class Cricket. Official classification of the highest standard international or domestic matches in the sport of cricket. So it's like pro. I guess. Okay, second paragraph. First class cricket, parentheses, which for this purpose includes all, quote, important matches played before 1895.
So it's the important ones.
Literally.
It's not the...
No. The thing is that the confidence that this article is written with isn't even just the important ones, it still puts important matches in quotes. It's still like, we know this is a bit of a stretch.
First class cricket.
What's like, I mean, so are all season matches of, say, American football, are they important? In quotes, in air quotes.
See, I don't know what they mean by important matches.
Well, like they matter. they're not like a scrimmage or like a.
But is that what they mean? Is that what they mean? Because you could define it. You could just decide that it meant like, you know, it was important to like you personally, or it was important to. Like, you could, if you were a cricket team, you could just say it was an important match because we won it, you know?
Caitlin, you're the sportier of the pair of
us.
Who
decides?
Have you played in a game, Caitlin?
Of cricket?
No, not of cricket. Well, have you played in a game of cricket, but secondary, or rather primary, have you played a sports match that was so personally important to you? You think it ranks up there with the most important matches, like, of...
With important matches of cricket?
Or of any sport, really. Or of the given sport. You know, if it was futsal or...
I've played Renfair softball games like that, but...
Okay. But...
It's never worked out.
But now, make the case for me. And I think... Here's what I'm approaching with important matches, in quotes. If you couldn't knit a inspirational sports movie narrative out of it, it's not important, right?
The only thing that I can tell you is that the games that I'm thinking of softball, they were to defeat the wicked political science department, and I shouldn't even have to tell you
that you did not win.
That I didn't win, and why that's important.
Well,
I feel like that should just be self-evident.
Yeah, we were talking about things that don't matter to the whole listenership of Can You Get
That? Oh, for sure.
Going into the history of why poli-sci sucks. Not going to happen here.
I mean...
But what about this? So you lost, but what if it's like Cool Runnings?
It's not like Cool Runnings. Can I tell you about this text message? Can I tell you about this text message that my mom just sent me?
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it to you. Quote, did you tell me... Ruben is failure? ? Of American Idol. End of text.
Did you tell me?
Did you tell me Ruben is failure? Of American Idol.
Well, we're talking about Ruben Studdard, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm glad I still remember that.
That's the Ruben.
That chestnut from 2006.
Yeah, very good.
Not
even 2006. That's like 2003.
Shit. Okay. And he did not win.
No, he did win.
Oh.
He did win American Idol, but he did not win at the game of having a music career.
Wait, hold on. It was Ruben versus Clay, wasn't it?
Yeah. The finale was Ruben versus Clay.
And Clay didn't win, but
Clay didn't win.
Still had a little bit more of a career, and Ruben, if I recall correctly, ended up on the soundtrack of Scooby-Doo.
Is that accurate, what you're saying?
I think we should settle this at the end of the show.
Okay. I'm just going to... Ruben Studder, just going to pop that open for later.
Wait, I just want to see if... Okay, I don't see any immediate reference to Scooby-Doo on the Google...
Not in the first line.
The Google results
of the Wikipedia page. Okay.
Fourth down the page is what happened to Ruben Studder. So.
I ask myself that every day.
Is game or sport a link on this page?
Game or sport. That's
got to
be real, so convenient. Sport's not. Cricket is.
God.
We're going to have to go to cricket.
Do you at all understand the rules of cricket? Because I don't.
Nope.
Wickets
I don't.
How you're supposed to bat.
You're supposed to knock them down if you have the ball.
Like... The origin of the phrase sticky wicket is completely beyond
It's that one wicket that doesn't want to come down.
Oh, is it like a 7-10 split?
Well, I don't know if it's like that. It's just when one of the wickets doesn't want to come down.
I mean, okay. Yeah, I guess they're not totally comparable.
Yeah.
Were you big into bowling ever? Did you ever have a bowling phase?
Fuck no.
I had a bowling phase.
I mean, I went to like kids' birthday parties at the bowling alley, but... The bowling alley in my hometown burned down like a year ago.
What happened? Just arson?
I don't know. It just burned the fuck down.
My
your first
reaction was just
the first
arson.
Thing you jumped to was arson,
which I now realize is not why most buildings burn down.
Yeah, just a case of arson.
Just, you know, someone decided fuck the bowling alley.
Just somebody who hated bowling so much.
Someone got a 7-10 split and they're like, fuck this sticky wicket. I'm burning this place down.
This is a dumb, this is a bullshit sport.
There was a point in my life where I was like, if I had to do a sport, it would be bowling. And this was before I kind of got down with the ice sports.
With curling, which is pretty much bowling on ice, if you think about it.
Okay, no.
Okay, so tell me about your bowling phase, though.
I mean, there was a good bowling alley near us that had...
Did it have cosmic bowling?
Are you referring to bowling with black lights?
Yes.
Yes, it absolutely did. I don't think they called it cosmic bowling, though. They had a different branding for it.
Different regional term.
But it was, they turned on the black lights and you showed up in your like freshest white tees and you watched the pop hits of 2009 on big projectors over the over the lanes and you unsuccessfully tried to date people. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have braces with those fun rubber band colors, those can look real good in the black lights.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's like, do you really want to ever draw attention? Look, braces, totally fine. No judgment.
Yeah.
The rubber bands, though.
You don't know about this?
I'm saying, I know about the rubber bands, and I can assume yes, they would fluoresce under blacklight. But
no, I'm not talking about the ones that you get in there to correct your jaw alignment. I'm talking about the ones that go on
the teeth,
the little toothpiece itself.
Oh, the little bumpers.
Because they would always let you choose what colors you wanted. So like if it was around Halloween, you could get like orange and black ones or whatever.
Uh-huh. Did you have braces?
Yeah, I did. That's why my teeth are so straight.
Have we talked about how bad my teeth are?
I know that you have a child tooth where you should have a grown-up tooth.
Yep, still got it. still got that one. I've got a severe cross bite, which could have been corrected, I think, with
braces, probably.
With braces, or as my dental hygienist suggested one time, breaking and resetting my jaw, which I thought was a little extreme.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that, though.
Did not want to drink all my meals through a straw for 2 months. Mm-hmm. No.
No. Okay,
we're getting way off track.
We are going to click cricket.
But Caitlin, did you have glow-in-the-dark brace rubber bands, yes or no?
That's what I'm saying. If you get a lot of colors,
Caitlin,
will
did
glow
you
in the dark.
Have it?
I didn't have specifically glow-in-the-dark ones, but if you get many colors and go to cosmic bowling and you have braces, they will fluoresce. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All I'm saying.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Yes.
Okay. Because now
this is
step three is regular old cricket, by the way.
There's this image of a cricket game, and it's not, this is adding a whole new dimension to my understanding of the game, because what we have is a dirt strip in a field and four people on it, one of whom looks like some sort of referee. And then there's two sets of wickets, and it looks like these two people are about to hit balls at each other.
I'm fairly certain that's not what's happening.
I don't think is how it works.
Here's the one thing I know about cricket from the last couple months is that there was a cricket highlight that was so good that it had to make it.
Made it on a Sports Center.
It made it on Deadspin. It made it on Dig. It made it on all the websites that would try to get traffic from sports.
All the top websites.
All the top websites that would try to get traffic from sports highlights, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of this man, this cricketer, I think Australian player. I think it was an Australia versus New Zealand game, which is about as intense as I think cricket gets.
It's a rivalry match.
Yeah. And he caught this ball going at something wild.
Wait, Matt, like, that's not true. Hold on. I feel like the most intense and... If our friend Marvie's listening to this, she can confirm/deny. I feel like the most intense one has got to be Pakistan, India.
Ooh.
But continue.
That may very well be true. But, okay, so, are those both? Those aren't. This is where I show my geography badness.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Are Pakistan and India both Southern Hemisphere?
No, they're both Northern Hemisphere,
exactly.
In fact.
So, Southern Hemisphere rivalry,
Okay.
Aussies versus the Kiwis. All right. So he catches this ball, and this is the wild thing about cricket, just with his bare hand, going at something like 80 miles an hour. And he does.
God,
he,
can you imagine?
It's like the closest thing you'll ever get to some Harry Potter shit where, like, the guy catches the snitch. Like,
or like someone catching a bullet.
Yeah, basically, because he got it with his hand, but he had to dive for it. And then it was almost as though the momentum of it carried him further as he, like, tumbles to the ground and, like, clutches it to his chest. And he's like, it was fucking amazing. And the clip taught me zero about how cricket actually works.
He just caught a ball really good.
He just caught a ball really fucking good. Because we see this dirt strip, and then there are people out on the outfield who catch the balls.
Right, yeah, no, I know there's people. And the field's, like, really big, right?
I don't know what the fuck this game is.
The field's, like, really big. Okay, so the picture has been magnified, and what's happening is that somebody did just throw the ball towards one of the guys with the bats, but then on the same end as the thrower, there's another guy with a bat. And I don't know what he's doing there.
Does the one guy with the bat hit it, and then can the other guy with the bat hit it back?
This is what I'm saying. That's what it looks like is happening.
I don't want... Listen, if you're a listener, don't message us on Twitter. Don't send us Facebook stuff. If you have our numbers, don't text us. Don't explain cricket to us.
It's better as a mystery.
It's better that we don't know. Let's try to find a link off of this page, though. Because you're right, okay. I did take too long talking about Uncle Gabe Newell at the top of the show.
Yeah, I know your Uncle Gabe. You've always been very fond of your Uncle Gabe, Matthew. I know. I know how it is.
I can't believe I never really dived into that story with you before now.
All right, we have a link to Team Sport.
Do you think capture the... No, I'm not going to do capture the flag. That's a terrible route. We have to get to, like, video game. There are cricket video games.
Yeah, we do. Do you think there are?
There definitely are. Yeah.
Okay, culture, and the arts and popular culture. That's not it. Oh, cricket video games.
There we go. All right, step four.
Including EA Sports Cricket 07. Is that the last time that game was made?
That has to be the only time that game was made.
Don Bradman Cricket 17.
No, this is what I was talking about. I've watched videos of Don Bradman Cricket, and they haven't informed me as to how cricket works at all. Also, for sports games, which usually iterate on a yearly cycle, it is really funny that there's Don Bradman Cricket 14 and then 17.
And then 17, yeah.
Just take a couple years off. There's nothing really happening in the cricket world in that time.
So there's no link to video games on this page.
Fuck.
This is a category, and there's no link to video games.
Okay, so we should just click on... Let's just click on
one of these games.
Don Bradman Cricket 17.
Okay.
And that'll be step five. All right.
All right,
I guess Don Bradman is like the Tony Hawk of cricket.
Yeah. The Tony Hawk, the Kelly Slater.
Well, think about this. You have FIFA and you have Madden, and Madden is a sports announcer.
Yeah. And Madden's the Tony Hawk of football. and FIFA, and our friend FIFA, of course, the famous Brazilian soccer player who is often referred to as the Tony Hawk of soccer.
Stop it. You're reading my half-completed argument in such bad faith, but I do want to say John Madden did invent the 900 of football, which is his amazing commentary style. No, all the main team sports...
Is that what the 900 of football is?
Yes, it is.
That's sort of a letdown.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I wanted it to be something like where you, like, score a field goal and then somebody catches the ball and then you run it into the other end zone.
No.
And that's how you score, like, 200 points doing that. It's like catching the snitch.
No, not quite. All the, like, main team sports games, right? They're named after, like, leagues or
people like John Madden, yeah.
Right, but they're not named after individuals anymore. Like, Ken Griffey Baseball isn't a thing anymore. Like, it used to be a thing in the Super Nintendo days, back when Ken Griffey played baseball. But after he left the game, there wasn't anybody to fill that void.
But listen, who is Don Bradman? Maybe he's still playing cricket. Like,
well, what I'm saying is maybe he is still playing cricket, but you would think that the biggest cricket game would be named after like the Ashes or something, like the cricket tournaments. But instead,
oh, wow, that's I.
The biggest one is Don.
I'm amazed you knew
the
that.
The biggest one is Don Bradman. So is cricket an extreme sport? is it the?
But your only data point for extreme sports games is a Tony Hawk series.
No, because there was what? Who was the BMX man?
I don't.
Dave Mira.
Know. There was a BMX game.
Yeah, Dave Mira, wasn't it?
Nobody played that game.
It was just like Tony Hawk, but with bikes.
That sounds way lamer than Tony Hawk,
doesn't it? There's no Bam Margera in Dave Mira BMX.
There's no other.
Do you like Ollie bums in Dave Mira? I doubt it.
Shall we
click video game?
Click video game.
Yes, we shall.
This fucking logo bums me out so much.
It's not great.
It's not my friend.
It's not the old friend with the asteroid. It's true. And we're just going to have to live with that because I don't think it's going to come back.
No.
So our dear listener Twitter pal, Nathan Quinn, sent us a very interesting link this week,
mm-hmm.
which is a website that updates live and shows you on a map where it was made as updates to Wikipedia are made and on what articles. And
sort of mesmerizing.
It was utterly fascinating. But I was also thinking at the same time, we could use a tool like this to try and figure out.
To hunt down who changed this logo and get the old one back. And if they don't have it, to kill them.
Maybe not in as many words, but yeah.
Okay.
So, video games. Dave Mira, Tony Hawk. Bam Marge.
Just two of the many video games that exist.
I still regret not having said, I very much enjoy your video games to Tony Hawk.
When did you meet Tony Hawk?
Well, so in the mid-2000s, Tony Hawk
he was just over at Gabe's. He was over at Gabe's with the knives. Or did you ask Gabe to call him on the phone?
He was just juggling knives with Gabe Newell. No.
You said, hey Gabe, you know Tony, right? You know Tony Hawk?
This is the second
from Tony Hawk. And he was like, yeah. You want him to come over?
I'll tell him to fucking come over. And I was like, he said it again. He said he dropped another F-bomb.
Yeah.
No, did we not talk about this? This is shout out number two for Marvi Khwaja this episode. Marvi and I were at a show. And at the show here, at this very small venue, I'm ducking into the bathroom. And then when I reemerge, Marvi says, Matt, the wildest thing happened when you were ducking into the bathroom, because the man who popped out from the doorway adjacent to the bathrooms was Tony Hawk. And I was like,
what the fuck?
No, it was not Tony Hawk at this small music venue.
This intimate New York City venue.
This small music venue / video game arts space. No, it was definitely not Tony Hawk. And Mari says, yes, it was. And sure enough, we entered the room. And standing there
fuck me.
Is Tony Hawk. And it turns out that his son makes pretty good music under the name Guppy, G-U-P-I. And he was the one who was playing. And so Tony Hawk not only was there, but he was there being a very cool and supportive dad.
Oh, my God. And did you speak with him?
No.
But if you had.
The only thing I would have said was, I very much enjoy the video games with your name on them, sir.
Mm.
Marvy's butt did brush against Tony Hawk, though. So Marvy is basically famous.
You know what? You know that last week's episode always ceases to exist the moment we start recording the new one.
What was the subject?
For me.
What was the subject of it?
It was Burned Supper.
There we go.
Do you remember that much?
Yeah. What was before that?
God, don't ask me that. Don't do that
Come
to
on.
Me. Okay. Look.
Ooh, mod computer game. Valve Corporation. It's underneath modifications. Bing, bong, bing, bam. Step 7, Valve Corporation.
Oh my God, is this what it looked like when you went there? There's a picture of the Valve Corporation's lobby.
No, that is their new...
Extremely hip.
That is their new lobby. I went before they moved into this building, but they did have that giant Valve.
The big red turny thing?
The big red turny thing, yes. That
It looks like a thing that you can interact with in the video game Half-Life.
That was in their office, yes. Here's another reason why I ended up going. Is that...
Mm-hmm.
This was the period in my life when my brother, every Friday, would go to an anime store in Bellevue, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Anime Kingdom. And mm-hmm. that is where my brother would pick up the latest DVDs and mm-hmm. manga volumes mm-hmm. and figures of magical girls from various series. If he listens to
various anime,
if he listens to this, he's going to feel somewhat slighted, but I'm going to say that that does represent the bulk of his figure collection, and with some robots and cute characters strewn in the mix. And I would, of course, come along, and my mom was pretty open to anime, but would definitely watch any anime with vampires in it. Because that's just kind of one of my mom's things, is the vampire.
Yes.
And I do believe, I got some stuff from there too. The one thing I remember is I got a Gundam. I got a Gunpla once.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Gunpla is?
No, I don't.
That's just, those are the Gundam model kits that you can build.
Okay.
Like they come on the plastic, like they come on the plastic rings, or like, you know what I'm talking about? So
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's okay.
The parts are,
you bought a model kit.
All the parts of one color are injection molded in one piece. So there's like the armature that holds them on, and you pop off the pieces and then you have this extra bit left over. Yeah. So I got one of those as a birthday thing once, and it was very hard to build. I was feeling myself like a good Lego boy, and I had a very hard time with the Gundam.
Nobody's instructions are quite as clear as Legos, though, are they? What was the point of this story?
The instructions were in Japanese, I do have to note.
Okay, well, that's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a challenge for an 11-year-old or whatever. It was literally across the street from where Valve's building was. And I knew this, and so that's part of why I felt so cocky about asking. I was like, well, I'm there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just be like, hey, I hang out at the anime store across the street all the time, as though that's a good grounds.
Did you say that?
I do believe I mentioned in the email, like, yeah, I know you guys are in Bellevue, like I hang out at the place nearby, and like it would be very easy for me to come by. So it's just like, if you are okay with that.
yeah
And that's how I gained an uncle from Nintendo.
I'm gonna click on Half-Life.
Don't click on Dota 2. Be very certain that you don't do that.
What if I did?
Then I would be completely lost, because I know shit all about MOBAs.
God, I was just listening the other day.
Step 8,
in the car.
8 steps, we did it.
To the Bass Hunter song, Dota.
Okay, so was that a thing for you?
Was what a thing for me?
Bass Hunter, Dota.
I don't know if it rose to the status of thing.
You were listening to it.
I was aware of it.
You were listening to it.
I knew about it.
It was on your iPod.
No. I went on YouTube.
You put it. You.
It's not on my iPod.
You sought it out
the other day. Yeah.
Why?
I forget why. I was in the car with some friends, and it just seemed like the thing to do.
If I had to,
sometimes you could just get a little Bass Hunter craving.
If I had to guess, this friend was maybe Will.
Why would you guess that?
Because, I mean, Will's the one who's like, hey, play Half-Life. And
I feel like he'd be insulted.
He seems like the only one who's enough of a gamer to appreciate Bass Hunter.
No, Bass Hunter has a wider appeal than just gamers.
Bullshit.
In fact, I'm going to guess that he would be insulted if you thought of him as a Bass Hunter fan.
Well, Will, you should...
I could be wrong. We'll have to ask
you
him.
You should know that I mean no insult by this, and I love you very much, but if you're down with Bass Hunter, then haha, Caitlin.
Anyway, fucking Bass Hunter is sick as hell. You can't tell me that he's not, okay?
That song
That's all I'm saying.
And it's
It's about this. It's a song about Dota, and he wrote another song that's about a boat named Anna. And those are both impeccable concepts for EDM songs. So
I just like, I remember the first time I heard Bass Hunter Dota, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Why are we listening to
you? You were like, this is what cool people listen to. I see now.
No, it's most certainly not. And I will tell you why in just a moment. But I was like, what the fuck is this? Why are we listening to German EDM? And then it took a little while, and I was like, why are we listening to German EDM that's definitely about Dota? Because I'm getting the sense that Dota definitely isn't a German word, but yeah. Definitely the modification for Warcraft 3. And then it had to go through the whole thing of learning that that was like, that was Germany's version of baseball in the mid-2000s.
I mean,
that all Germans were playing Dota.
Just like all Americans are playing baseball every day.
Sure. Or
I just do want to correct you and say that I think Dota is a German word now, you know?
Sure. It's become so, one.
It's become one.
So my case for Dota by Bass Hunter not being a cool song is that the horrendously uncool people at my high school who were in AV club once played Dota by Bass Hunter before a school assembly.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was.
I mean, that's funny, though.
It was funny, but it was bad. It was very bad.
That's not Bass Hunter's fault. Don't take that out on him.
Bass Hunter's cool in my book. I would hang out with Bass Hunter and Gabe Newell and talk about knives, but...
Yeah, and Tony.
I would not talk about Bass Hunter's Dota addiction.
Yeah, don't bring that up. He doesn't like talking
no,
about
no,
that.
No.
We need to wrap this up so that I can go to the noodle house and not starve tonight.
Okay. I mean, any last comments on Half-Life before we close out?
It's a fun game, and I like to play of it. And
do you think you will finish of it?
I'm sure I will finish it.
You told me what chapter you're at in in the pre-show. And
yeah.
You have a lot of game left to go. Like, this is when they made games, and games were like...
This is when games were games.
This is when games were made for true gamers, and they were...
Games were for gamers.
And they were long, and they didn't have story, and literally no women in it at all. There are no women in the first Half-Life at all.
I mean, they're too hard to animate. Like, come on.
Oh God.
This has been Can You Get to That? My name is Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at Beskabest, BESTKABEST. And you can find the show on Twitter at Get to That.
I am Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. If you don't believe anything that I said in this episode vis-a-vis my tall tales from youth, don't worry. I'm sure my brother will listen to this episode, and not only will he back me up, but he could probably tell you everything that he bought at Anime Kingdom between the years of...
Every single thing.
Between the years of 2006 and 2009. He probably kept a record. Probably, you know, he didn't invoice any of it to the website he wrote for because they didn't pay him. No. And that's not a burn on my brother. They just didn't. They just didn't pay their writers. It was really shitty. I was like... Why volunteer to review anime? I guess you got it for free. He's on a C-Lab DVD.
Oh,
I can't say that. I can't say the same of myself.
What do you mean he's on a C-Lab DVD?
My brother did commentary on a C-Lab 2021 DVD. This is verifiable. Fun fact.
Holy shit, your brother's so cool.
That is in the top three cool things my brother has done, if not number one. And you know what they gave him for it?
That's cooler than anything I've done.
You know what they gave him for?
What did they give him for?
I think they gave him some DVDs, an Adult Swim t-shirt that he hung on the wall because it wasn't the right size, and a BRAC cookie jar. They also didn't pay him. They just sent him some stuff.
Oh my God.
And then I asked my brother if I could have the BRAC cookie jar. And because he's a very good older brother who I appreciate very much, he gave me the BRAC cookie jar.
Aww.
Don't let anyone, no one can fuck with my brother except for me. All right. You can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT. Did you already say that?
No.
Did you say that we're on iTunes and you should rate and review and subscribe?
No, but you just did.
Did you ask a very important last question?
You know I have not.
Do you have one for me?
I was actually wondering if you had one for me this week.
Well, okay, so I should keep it on theme with Half-Life, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's like a
ideally
like a secret scientific military research base underground, and there's like an accident that happens because of like hubris, mm-hmm. but also because of like the research was too advanced and too ahead of its time, and they were reckless. So I guess
and because the crystal was just too big to fit in the thing.
They didn't have a nice reasonable size crystal like mine. Yeah. So I guess my question is, and I'll try to do this in my best Half-Life robot announcer voice. Uh-huh. What if technology bad though?